I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You said you're in any position to share your thought process in your upcoming offseason?
No, it's too early right now. It's too fresh right now. It's still things, obviously, from a hard-fought series and came up short, so obviously I'm going to have to think about it, but I'm not there right now.
Patrice Bergeron played his last game as a Boston Bruin. Only one man knows.
Dale here.
Oh. No. Actually, Patrice Bergeron is the only one who knows. But I don't know. I cannot see. Curtis has a report this morning from, who was it, Tony Amonte?
Tony Amonte, Hockey Hall of Famer, Thayer All-Star, local guy.
Suggesting that he believes, and there are apparently murmurings, or were they whispers or murmurings?
I think they were murmurings. Those sound more intense.
Murmurings that Patrice Bergeron may become a Montreal Canadian. I don't know. He doesn't seem like a guy who would do that.
Okay, so let's say he wants to play.
But does that
play.
Matter? Are there any, obviously Tom Brady was a guy who I never thought would do that, and he did that.
Oh. Right.
Curtis, it's fair to use that example. It's nothing about Tom Brady.
Right.
Are there guys who won't do that, or is it all about money?
David Ortiz didn't do that.
Tuca said he wouldn't do that.
Tuca did say he wouldn't do that. Yeah, you're right.
He said he was
going
to take a deal.
Julian Edelman didn't do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but these guys all couldn't play, though. Tuca had an injury that he couldn't play through. Edelman's knees were gone. Like, these guys all had injuries that affected them of playing, so they couldn't physically play no more. Patrice Bergeron, based off of what we see and what we know, physically he can still play. So I don't think you can compare him to those guys. You have to compare him to a guy who's healthy, who's still playing at the top of their game, and look at it and say, okay, if he still wants to play, where are his options? Are the Bruins basically saying?
I think, first of all, I think he could almost, depending on what he expects to be paid, he could almost play anywhere. He's a veteran guy that you add, a guy who, can still win you a lot of faceoffs. And, I think would he go, he has less of a chance probably of winning a cup going there. Mm-hmm. However, it's a hometown thing. It's a finishing your career hometown thing for him.
David
Krejci
did it.
Yeah, but I don't know.
David Krejci could still play, but he decided, you got to understand that whether it's, Canadians or, people from other parts of the country, they're really like into playing for their homes, whether it's teams that they grew up watching or whether it's their country. Krejci decided he still could be playing in the NHL, but he wanted to play. Where's he from?
But I think that's very different, Krejci and Patrice. Patrice, they're saying, could go play somewhere else in the NHL. Krejci's playing in Czech.
Yeah, but if you
Greg
see...
Greg would never play in Czech. He hates those things.
Hates paying checks.
Right.
But you see how Canadians are when it comes to their hockey. Just playing for Team Canada and playing for teams that they might have, grew up watching. They're more willing to play for those teams because there's some type of love that Canadians have for their hockey up there.
Americans don't have it.
They
didn't invent the game. I would assume that's
right,
where
but
it comes
Americans
from.
Don't have that. There's no connection. Like a guy growing up in Chicago's not going, I played 20 years in Boston. Now I want to play in Chicago because I grew up watching. No, but Canadians have a different take.
What are you talking about?
Canadians have a different take when it comes to playing for their country, when it comes to playing for teams that they grew up as fans watching. So I could see Bergeron.
You don't think an American kid who grew up here, like Charlie Coyle, where did you grow up, Curtis?
Oh, Revere.
Okay, you don't think
wasn't it Ashland?
You don't think it was his dream to play for the Bruins?
No, I said if Charlie Coyle played for, let's say, the Rangers for 18 years, and he made a great name for himself, his desire to play for the Bruins isn't the same as Patrice Bergeron, who's Canadian, who grew up as a Canadian fan. It's just that we don't, Americans don't have that same type of passion and love. You see it with, we had Razor in and talking about the whole Winter Olympics and not playing for Team Canada.
Right.
And Canadians are like, we want to play.
This is Andy from Hudson. Hello, Andy.
Morning, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's happening?
A little bit of misinformation going on here. Patrice Bergeron was not a Canadiens fan. He was a Nordiques fan. So this whole thing is he's been a Montreal fan his whole life and wants to play for them is garbage. If he doesn't retire, he's probably going to come back 1 year at a time with the Bruins. I disagree with Scheim earlier, too. I don't see Bruce Cassidy ever having his team ready to play from the get-go. I think he's one of the big problems. Him and Sweeney believe in the quicker, faster scoring NHL. And the truth of the matter is the Cup's been won by big defenses that like to throw bodies around in the playoffs. So
I think Cassidy
has to go to resolve some things.
Yeah. I mean, Scheim also said a couple minor tweaks, and then this team looks fantastic.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. I think you need a legitimate second-line center and then another bigger, stronger third defenseman.
Yeah, but what's
you need to get, you need to get bigger and longer. That's all. You were barely.
Why didn't they go after Middleton at the trade deadline?
I don't know. Those are the questions I want to ask too. Like I'm just telling you how I see they need to rebuild. Right? Sweeney's plan probably doesn't necessarily line up with mine. But that's also why I think Sweeney might be on the hot seat, because I just don't think he has built enough talent outside of that top line of offense and defense.
And Wiggy was on the hot seat in Ireland at the spa.
It's actually cool.
Maybe Joe Thornton would like to finish his career here, Sean.
Jumbo
at
Joe?
At age 47.
Oh, I bet he'd love it. Love to come home.
One more go with him.
Might as well.
And it's not
he's almost as old as you.
It's not the worst thing in the world for Patrice to leave. Like, he's had a standalone, remarkable career here. His number will be in the rafters. He has not done a single thing wrong. But, you know, it's time for something new. What they've been doing has benefited them in the regular season, but they have fallen short of their promise each playoffs. So, you know, it's time for a change. Change is good.
Why is every other team criticized for their regular season prowess and then their playoff their playoff kind of dysfunction, and you go, well, what's the regular season? You just cause, so now what are you, the Indianapolis Colts putting up banners for winning the division? But the Bruins are the only team that it's like, oh, they had a great regular season. They only need to tweak one or two things here. Look at the games that they lost. It's because they couldn't score goals.
Correct.
You have, and Mike Milbury said it, after the perfection line, it's a massive drop-off. So how are you building your team?
Can we stop with the perfection line? You have to have actual, like, Stanley Cup victories together as a line to be called perfection. It's a little much.
Yeah, that's just a Jack Edwardsism, though, isn't it?
Well, then I hate it even
more. When you
how about what would you be okay with? Like the marginal line? Would that be
right? I would say not hitting their potential line.
And Greg, you brought up speed and
mediocre line,
regular season superstar line.
There you go. That's it.
The above average line. You had to. By the way, as a coach, you had to put that line back together to try to win a playoff series.
Yeah, but in Game 7, you switched it up.
I loved the Mighty Ducks Oriole line. That was my favorite line.
But you said they're not big enough and they're not fast enough.
Yes, I did.
So if you bring everybody back next year, aren't they this? Are they getting bigger and faster in your next 8 months? How are they doing, the same guys?
Scheim says minor tweaks. I think that's ridiculous.
Why do you think it's ridiculous? Like, I don't understand.
Where is the goal scoring coming from?
If you get a legitimate second line centerman to play between Hall and Pastrnak, and then you have your first line, you immediately have two lines of actual
scoring potential.
Your first line,
so you're assuming that Bergie is staying.
Yes, then. This is all assuming Bergeron stays, because if he doesn't stay, there has to be major changes, because you lose your number one centerman. You don't have a number two centerman, so that means your top center guy is either Eric Halla or Charlie Coyle, which is not going to win you diddly bupkis. So this is my idea of the Bruins going forward, is assuming Patrice Bergeron plays next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.